We're listening to the music of Lori Biagini, and we have her on the phone from Vancouver. Lori, are you there?
I am here.
Oh,
hi.
Wow, it's so great to finally be able to talk to you rather than talking to you on the net. What's doing in Vancouver right now? Is it raining?
Oh, it's pouring. Yeah.
It's so funny that a surfer girl like you and I'm sorry for just like referring to you as a surfer girl, but you really have that sound. You ended up in Vancouver. Where did you live before you lived in Vancouver?
In a suburb of Vancouver.
You're not from California or anything like that?
No.
Wow, your sound is so sunshiny, and I wanted to ask you, well, of course, everybody's in an interview. They say, what are your influences? Obviously, Brian Wilson. But really, what got you turned on to that whole California sound?
Oh, man. Well, the harmonies. I mean, I think I was 8 years old when I first heard the Endless Summer album at my friend's house. And I just freaked out when I heard it. And I thought, oh, my God, I've never heard anything like this before. And so, yeah, I got turned on to the Beach Boys pretty young. And then I sort of got into the other, when disco was in, I sort of boycotted disco and went further into the past and tried to learn about who are the Beatles and who are all these other great 60s artists, and I really got into that sound, so.
Yeah, it's a great sound, and it's so complex. Actually the Beach Boys taught the Beatles a few tricks. The Beatles really started using a lot of harmonies after hearing things like, Pet Sounds, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Were you in bands before you were solo? I mean, what were some of the groups you've been in?
Well, I was in one cover band in the 90s, and they wouldn't let me do much except play piano.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then eventually they became convinced, well, maybe she can add in a backup harmony here and there, you know. But that's about it. Other than that, I've just been doing my own thing at home. I really didn't get started until about 2006.
You know, what blows me away about your CD, Riding the Wave, is that, you know, a lot of artists take a few CDs and they take a few years to get going. You can hear them forming their sound, getting their sound together. You're like shot right out of the cannon. This is just such a great sounding CD, Riding the Wave by Lori Biagini. Do you have a home studio, and what's involved with your studio?
What's involved with my studio? Well, I'm in it right now. It's in my basement. I don't know. It's pretty much I have my digital piano in here, another keyboard. I have a computer with some recording software on it, and microphones. I don't know. It's not very... I mean, it is technical, but I don't know.
It's just incredible that you really have a great balance with your harmonies. And let me ask you, is it just all you on the CD?
Yeah, it's all me.
Do you play drums, real drums, or what kind of drums are you using?
I'm using something called the Groove Agent 2. It's a plug-in for Cubase. Cubase is a recording software, sort of like Pro Tools. And, the virtual drummer's doing the work, but I'm programming all the fills and little variations so it doesn't sound too mechanical, I hope.
Yeah, I don't want to pull the curtain back too far, you know, but it's just a fascinating thing because it really sounds very organic to me, and it sounds like you're just using, 1960s musicians and instruments, kind of like Brian Wilson did. There's nobody else that helps you on your stuff.
No, that's pretty much, I have someone at the Cubase help desk, which I regularly email with problems, but other than that, it's all me.
Wow, this is great stuff. Riding the Wave by Lori Biagini, and where can we find this CD, Riding the Wave?
Well, you can find me at CD Baby, www.cdbaby.com, and then just look up my name, Lori Biagini. It's Lauriie. Biagini is Biagini. And you can also find me on, there's about 10 different digital distributors that carry me as well, like iTunes and Napster and Rhapsody and a whole bunch of them. So you can find me through there as well.
When you said 2006 was when you started?
Yes.
And what was it? Did a light bulb go off in your head? Tell me about what got you into it. I think I saw something on the net about you were driving along and you just had this song appear.
Yes. Well, I was coming home from work, and I ride a train part of the way, and all of a sudden this, I mean, I've always had melodies come up in my mind, and they come and go, and but this one just wouldn't go away, and not only was there a melody, there were words. It was words and melody simultaneously, just came from nowhere, and I just couldn't get it out of my mind. So I thought, okay, when I get home, let's try it out on the piano and the keyboards. And I quickly recorded a quick sketch of it in my one of my memory banks on my Yamaha here. And meanwhile, this song, it just wouldn't go away. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to listen to the voice in my head and say, let's try to record this. So I went to the local music store, bought a bunch of equipment and microphone, and... that weekend, I got it up on the internet and just asked a few friends, "Okay, what do you think of this?" And they said, "Oh my God, you got to write more. You got to write more." So.
And what song was that again?
That was Away on a Cloud.
Wow, and is that on the, that's on the CD here, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. You got a great collection of songs here on your CD, Riding the Wave. Before you had this epiphany, were you a singer? Did you sing in your car? Did you sing in church? I mean, what? How?
Actually, I always thought I had a terrible voice. no, I didn't. Well, yeah, I would sing in the car. I mean, everybody sings in their car, right, when they're driving fast on the freeway. And
yeah,
I would sing along in the car, but I never thought it was any good. And then I discovered that, oh, when you sing through a good microphone, you can sound good. So,
so when did Riding the Wave actually come out? 2008, right, last year?
Yeah. I finally had it all finished in December of 2008 and released it on CD Baby then.
Wow, it's great stuff. Now, I understand you're just about done with your next one.
Well, I'm about halfway through the next one. The next one's going to be called A Far Out Place.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, we just heard a track. We just heard A Far Out Place, a track from that. And it really is great. And, I mean, when do you anticipate A Far Out Place coming out?
I'm hoping by the end of the year, because I got a whole bunch of songs stuck in my head right now, and I've had a few technical difficulties this week with the recording. And but yeah, expect me to crank, you know, another few out in the next few weeks. And yeah, I'm hoping by the end of this year, and maybe next spring at the latest, it'll be out.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any plans for touring or actually putting a band together or like performing solo?
Well, I did perform at the International Pop Overthrow in San Francisco last year with a band that lives in one of the suburbs of San Francisco. And that was fun. But I don't have a band here in Vancouver. And I did perform solo at the festival here in Vancouver last year. And I just accepted my invitation yesterday to perform this year at the International Pop Overthrow in Vancouver. I don't know if I'll get any other musicians up there with me or if it's just going to be me and the piano again, but we'll see when the time comes.
Because it, you sound like you've been like playing like five nights a week somewhere. I mean, you're you just sound so good. When you play live, let's say you're up there just by yourself, what is your main instrument? Keyboard?
Yeah. Yeah. Digital piano.
Are you primarily a keyboard player or a guitar player?
I'm a keyboard player. I play piano since age 5.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and I like to play those real raunchy boogie woogie styles, like Jerry Lee, you know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's funny. That's how Brian Wilson got his start too. He loved that boogie woogie. Tell me about some of your favorite music. Of course, Brian Wilson.
Yes. Brian Wilson. Well. My main influences, the Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys, the Carpenters, the Beatles, the Mamas and the Papas, the Monkees, all that real catchy stuff that has really groovy chord progressions and cool harmonies.
Wow.
I'm getting into some of the newer indie pop artists as well, some of Brian Wilson's band and their friends and the whole L.A. pop scene. really young.
I notice you have, like, thousands of friends on Facebook and MySpace. Are you really in with the in crowd, or are you, like me, out with the out crowd? It seems like you got a lot of connections. Have you schmoozed with people in L.A.? Have you talked to anybody in L.A. about...
Yeah, I have some friends in L.A. that, we had a nice time in L.A. I don't know what else to say here.
Well, have you seen any of these artists? Like, have you gone out and seen Brian Wilson live? Have you, you know...
Oh, yeah. I saw Brian Wilson when he was in Vancouver last time, and I got to go backstage and meet him, and I hung out with the band for several hours, and that was nice.
Any chance of a Brian Wilson, Laurie Biagini project?
I don't know. I don't even know if he's aware that I'm a musician.
I'll tell you, you would just be great. I mean, just playing in his band or opening for him or doing a project. He does a lot of projects with other people.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, that would be like a total dream come true, but I don't know. I'm just kind of taking it one day at a time and seeing, one fan at a time and seeing where it goes.
You've got a day job, of course. You don't have to tell me what you do, but I'm kind of interested in, of course, me, the Reverend Mark Time, I've got my silly day job. I work it for the U.S. Census Bureau now.
Mm-hmm.
You have a pretty regular 9-to-5 type schedule?
Yeah, but mine is 7:30 to 4, which means I get up at 5 every day, and I'm away from the house for 12 hours a day, so it's... doesn't leave a lot of time at the end of the day for recording and working on stuff, but and it's quite an interesting. No, it's an uninteresting job actually. Crunching statistics, basically. I'm a database professional. Yes.
Aha. I was wondering what your real gig was.
Yes.
So no wonder you
databases, Oracle access, all that fun stuff.
No wonder
my mind wanders terribly. So the creative part of me just dreams to come out at night and compensate for all that.
Exactly. That's kind of what I figured was that, by the time you get home, you got all these ideas. One more thing we were talking about, you had up some silly songs you came up with earlier in the week. You saw what I said. Sometimes some of the best songs come out of silly ideas. Have you pursued those songs that you were working on?
Well, the particular silly one I wrote earlier this week was just sort of a joke. I will ever release that one, but Mr. Guru started out as a silly song too, but
yeah,
so it's a lot of people really like that one. So.
I think I'm going to play that in a little while.
Cool.
Well, anyways, we have been speaking with Laurie Biagini, and I hope I'm not massacring your name.
No, it sounds. Sounds pretty much right on there.
Are you Italian or is your spouse Italian?
My husband's Italian, yeah.
You don't care to divulge your maiden name then, huh?
I'd rather not, no.
Because I grew up in Connecticut in an Italian neighborhood, and I just love all those Italian girls.
Oh, okay.
But you're probably not Italian. You're probably Irish.
No, I'm actually Hungarian-Ukrainian.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's where you get that California sound.
I don't know.
So, once again, your CD is available now. It's called Riding the Wave, and it's available where again?
At cdbaby.com. And just look up my name, and you'll find me there. Or else you can just Google my name, and I'm all over the place on the Internet.
All right, and we are going to hear a track from Riding the Wave. We're going to hear Everybody's Going Surfing All Over the World. Thank you very much, Laurie.
And thank you.
Hangover, 8 to 10 a.m. on KWVA, Eugene.
Mr. Guru, what will you do? Pull a charm, but you know it's hard. Mr. Guru, I won't follow. You're so hollow. You just use them and abuse them, Mr. Guru. You can try to con us, but we won't fall for you, Mr.
but my mother naturally liked it, and beat my brother, 'cause his tattoo was of a lady in the nude, and my mother thought that was extremely rude.
Welcome to my life, tattoo. We've a long time together, me and you.
I expect I regret you, but the skin drops and
welcome to the Church of the Sunday Morning Hangover with the Right Reverend Mark Time. With you until 12 noon today, we heard The Who with Tattoo from the remastered Who Sellout CD. It's an extra special pop music edition of the Sunday Morning Hangover. We also heard Lori Biagini, Mr. Guru, Everybody's Going Surfing All Over the World by Lori, and an interview with Lori Biagini. Thank you very much. Okay, I want to wish you all a happy Easter. Hope you didn't eat too much chocolate last night. We're going to take a left turn now into an area that I've been obsessed with lately, a man, a superman, a minister, a godfather, minister of the new super heavy funk, Mr. Dynamite. I've been obsessed with this song. Listen to the way he bends his notes. This is classic early James Brown.
Be well done. forever.
Forever.
So many times, your hand in mine, you say we climb.
This fat boy,
cry,
this fat boy,
Yes, sir. Flying by the seat of my pants at the speed of light, the Reverend Mark Time. With his theme song, Fat Boy by Billy Stewart. Yeah, the song near and dear to my heart. I used to play that a lot on The Hangover. I have lost a few pounds recently. I'm working on it, folks. You know? Big shout out to Rocco in China, who dropped 35 pounds in the last few months. Wow. Before that, Ann Peebles. If This Is Heaven, and we heard James Brown. Bewildered. Yeah, I'm just always fascinated with James Brown. I don't know. I've just been playing him over and over and over. Okay, I've got, as Paul Harvey would say, here's a strange. Of course, one of my favorite websites and radio stations on earth is WFMU out of New Jersey. And they have a great website. And once again, this is another instance of the Reverend Mark Time ripping them off because I want to play a track that I found over there for you. And it really knocks me out. You know the song Wanda Jackson did called Funnel of Love? Even the Cramps covered it. Did you ever hear it at the wrong speed? Yeah, this is Funnel of Love, the 45, played at 33. I think you'll like this one.
My poor old head is a reeling as I go deep into the funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I even tried to run away. You just can't run from the funnel of love. It's bound to get you someday.
Trying to make you love me.
So you guys ever wonder where Lindsey Buckingham stole that song Tusk? Yeah, Fleetwood Mac, Tusk. I think he got it from this record, Kemosabe by the Electric Indian. Check it out. Tusk! Yeah. By the way, did you know that Tusk referred to the male member? It did. Tusk! Yep, I know too much about Fleetwood Mac, but that's not really what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this record that I bought at Goodwill for like 33 cents. And it's a real perverted record. I looked at it and I said, Boomer Castleman? What's up with Boomer Castleman? Who is he? And I looked him up and it turns out he's a guy who invented the device for the guitar that makes a regular guitar sound like a steel guitar. But I digress. Really, Boomer Castleman was a Canadian guy who had, a few hits in the mid-70s. This one, in particular, 1975, is a very torrid tale. It's almost unplayable because it involves car crashes, incest, and illicit sex. That's right. Boomer Castleman had this hit that rose to the charts, number 38 on the national charts in 1975, a song about doing the nasty. I hope you enjoy it. Judy May by Boomer Castleman.
As an only child of 17, it hurt when my mama died. But when my daddy got home just a few days later, well, he broke right down and cried. After a year, he up and wed a girl that was half his age. Then the family was my daddy and me and Judy May. Well, my daddy did a lot of traveling around, and before he would say goodbye, he'd tell me to take care of my new mama. She's the apple of his eye. And as he kissed his brand new wife goodbye, I always used to hear him say, look after my boy, won't you please now, Judy May. Judy May, oh, she sure had a way of looking after me. Yes, her eyes were sparkling and shining every time Papa got ready to leave. Daddy was was gone, she tiptoed into my room. She said that she had to talk to me, 'cause my dad was gonna be home soon. She said, you know what gets so lonely and cold when your daddy has gone for days? Oh, what a boy like you could do to Judy Mae. Well, I told her that I'd never done this before, and then she took my hand and showed me all of the secret things that turn a boy into a man. And as I lay there by her side, I heard a noise at the window pane. I think that's just the wind, said Judy Mae. Judy Mae, oh, she sure had a way of looking out for me. Yes, her eyes were sparkling and shine every time Papa got her ready to leave. Daddy had an accident, and 2 days later he died. The sheriff said my daddy could drive too good to even try to take a turn that wide. But thinking back now, I begin to wonder, to this very day, if it was him, not the wind, that saw me with Judy Mae. If it was him, not the wind, that saw me with Judy Mae.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got some Whistling Jack Smith on for you. You might recall a few weeks ago I did the Whistling Show. That show is up on the archives, www.ahammer.com/MARC. Hold on, I got an important phone call. Oh, they got scared. They got scared. They ran away. Oh, well, call back, caller, please. I love talking to my listeners. This is the Reverend Mark Time. It's been another wonderful hangover. We've got Radio Tango coming in. If you want to write me, M-A-R-C-T-I-M-E at netzero.com. My address has changed. It's .com. And what else did I have to tell you? Yes, that band Cotton Jones that I just played, Some Strange Rain is the name of the song. Cotton Jones will be interviewed. Actually, Whitney McGraw, the singer, female singer from Cotton Jones, here on the Sunday Morning Hangover, May 31st. Next week, we have Haley Lauren coming in playing for you live in the studio about 11 o'clock. And the week after that, the incredible Honey Visor. Until then, so long here. Hey, have some strawberries for dessert.
Thank you. you.